Let's switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit of politics. We're trying to hook up with Chris Holman. But in the interim, one of the people that I love talking to, because frankly, my kind of guru when it comes to political matters in the state of Michigan, his name is Bill Ballinger from Inside Michigan Politics, because he cuts through the clutter. You know what Bill thinks when you ask him a question, and he's on the other end of our line. Bill, hey, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate hearing your voice again.
My pleasure, Tim.
I wanted to get you on a little bit to talk about the political climate of the state, and I had the two big issues that everybody talks to me about when I'm out in the community is, number one, the Republican primary is whooshing through the state. We're talking ad buys of near $1 million. Mitt Romney is out in Grand Rapids, actually, as we speak, and the recent polling suggests that Michigan's own son, Mitt Romney, may not be doing all that well in the state. Do you have any insight into the numbers of what they all mean?
Well, Mitt Romney is not doing well in Michigan right now, Tim. He is behind in four polls that have come out in just the last 3 days, trailing by anywhere from 7 to 13 points. He can make it up. He did in 2008. He trailed John McCain with about a week to go in Michigan, and he came back and won the state. So he can win again, but right now he's in deep doo-doo, as they say.
And I keep looking at this, and I'm looking at, okay, Mitt Romney, he has some conservative credentials. Everybody loves the fact, well, not everybody, but in the Republican side, the thing that they like about Rick Snyder is the fact that he's a business guy. Well, Mitt Romney's got a business background. He was born in the state. His dad was the governor, for crying out loud. Why is he having such a hard time connecting with, in this case especially, Republican voters in the state of Michigan who you would think would be right in his wheelhouse?
Good question. I think the main thing is that he is not completely trusted, unfortunately for him, by the conservative element in the Republican Party, particularly the Tea Party types. The poll that I commissioned that came out today, done by Marketing Opinion Research, showed that he is getting walloped by Santorum by about 51% to 22% among people who consider themselves strong supporters of the Tea Party. And the Tea Party will constitute about half of the electorate on February 28th, according to our poll. So among this cohort, he's just not doing very well. And he, you know, has faced the fact all along that there are a whole bunch of other candidates running to the right of him. They were chopping each other's support up in all these other states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida. Now most of them are out of the race, and the only person really left who's campaigning in Michigan with a chance to win, other than Romney, is Rick Santorum. Ron Paul will get a certain segment of the vote here, 10 to 15%, but I don't think any more than that, and I think Newt Gingrich isn't even going to try in Michigan. And so Rick Santorum is simply the repository of the un-Romney vote, the anti-Romney vote that has always been out there. People just don't completely buy Mitt Romney. They think he's changed his position on too many issues over too long a period of time, and that he may be too moderate for them.
Well, and he also, you know, the whole let GM and Chrysler go bankrupt. I mean, this was the guy who advocated bankruptcy a couple of years ago. Is that weighing on some potential Republican voters?
Well, I don't honestly think that is going to hurt him that much among Republican voters in the February 28th primary, because after all, Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul aren't really going to take a position any different, I don't think, from Mitt Romney on that issue. Where it may hurt him is independents and Democrats who are free to vote in the Republican primary if they want to, and they may want to send Mitt a message saying, we don't agree with your stand on the federal bailout. And also, I think they may be motivated just to cause trouble for Mitt Romney and for the Republican Party in Michigan and really throw the whole Republican race into a cocked hat by getting in and voting for anybody but Mitt Romney, and that's what they may do.
You know, and that's the danger. We saw that a couple of years ago when John McCain beat George W. Bush in the state
of
Michigan.
That's exactly right.
And Governor Engler at the time had promised Governor Bush that, well, the then Governor Bush, that Michigan was his firewall, that he was going to protect
right.
it. And
absolutely right.
There was enough mischief going on, as many people had speculated, that kind of threw the whole race off. How many people do you think who say that they don't support Romney's conservative credentials? And I always ask this question because I don't know the answer to it, and I've always been kind of curious. But you're a bit more of an insider and have probably a better finger on the pulse than I do. How many people out there look at Mitt Romney and say, you know, he would be my guy, but he's a Mormon? And it's an evangelical Christian vote still in the Republican
yeah.
Party. I mean, that's a big bat to swing.
Well,
how much baggage does the Mormon issue really have with him this time through?
You know, honestly, I don't think it has that much, frankly. I think maybe down south in some of the southern states, maybe in South Carolina, it did. And we're going to have these Super Tuesday primaries on March 6th, including a lot of southern states. And we could see maybe a little bit more impact there by people who are nervous about Mormonism. But honestly, I don't think that's been the factor. I think the factor is all the issues we've talked about. It's the fact that they don't trust Romney on social cultural issues. For instance, if they don't like Obamacare, they don't like Romney Care in Massachusetts, no matter what explanation Mitt Romney gives for it. And they don't like his flip-flop on a lot of other issues. So there's something about Mitt Romney that a lot of people in the Republican Party are resisting. And whether he can overcome that remains to be seen. If he loses Michigan, it's going to be a huge embarrassment to him. And I honestly am wondering whether he can really recover. Not that Santorum would necessarily be the beneficiary, but honestly, Tim, I think there may be an attempt to get somebody else in the race, like Jeb Bush, or one of these other people like Mitch Daniels or Chris Christie, and try and give them some super PAC money, have them win a few primaries, make sure nobody has a majority of the delegates going to the national convention, and end up with a brokered convention.
Could we see that? Could this honestly be a West Wing made-for-TV kind of moment with the Republicans picking out somebody who didn't bother to even campaign for the primaries?
I think it's possible. I mean, I think just a couple of months ago, nobody would have thought it was possible, but I think people are thinking more and more that it could happen if Romney can't close the deal. That's the bottom line. He cannot close the deal. At least he hasn't been able to yet. And if he can't even win his native state, Michigan, people may be looking in that direction.
It's going to be an interesting primary, and who knows? You were accurately predicted before anybody else that I know of the nominees for the Michigan gubernatorial race 2 years ago when you called it for Virge Bernier and Rick Snyder, and then eventually called it for Rick Snyder. Any ideas? Any Bill Ballinger crystal ball that you can take a look at and tell me who's going to win the Michigan primary?
Well, I think if the election were held today, Rick Santorum would win it. The question is, how much of this super PAC money is Mitt Romney going to spend in Michigan like he did against Newt Gingrich in Florida? And if he spends a huge wad of money here and really castigates Rick Santorum, he could turn it around. I mean, he did 4 years ago. He didn't really go that negative against John McCain, but he went negative to a certain extent and beat him. The other thing is, will any attack on Rick Santorum really resonate with the voters the way the attacks against Gingrich resonated in Florida? That's what we don't know. If they do, Romney certainly has the resources to pull it out. If I had to make a prediction today, I'll predict that he wins narrowly, but it's going to be a huge dogfight, and I would not be shocked if he loses.
Well, there you go. You heard it, and you heard it from the guy who usually knows what's going on. He is the editor-publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, a great newsletter. You can subscribe to it. You can also check it out online, InsideMichiganPolitics.com. His name is Bill Ballinger. And, Bill, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Tim.
All right, quick break here.